This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said something interesting today. Testifying in front of the Senate Banking Committee, Mnuchin said he and his boss believe they can push the economy to 3% GDP growth or higher with what he called, and this is a quote, historic reforms to taxes and regulation. Assuming you've been listening to the Trump team for a while now, you'll know regulatory reform almost uniformly means having fewer of them. So Marketplace's Kimberly Adams spent her day looking into how much growth you might really get by cutting regulations.
Lots of politicians and economists talk about the benefits of reducing regulations. Patrick McLaughlin is an economist at the right-leaning Mercatus Center. He says regulations have reduced growth by almost 1 or even 2% over the years.
It's the effect of accumulation of regulation, something that's been occurring for many, many decades. It's a death by a million cuts effect rather than the one single cut.
But like so much here in Washington, there's a bit of a partisan divide on the issue.
So it's a blanket statement, the idea that deregulation helps growth, I think that's just totally false.
Josh Bivens is an economist with the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute.
There is no consensus about the generalized impact of deregulation on growth because regulations are an incredibly, you know, heterogeneous group of stuff.
Like safety requirements for baby strollers or how many forms a business has to fill to add another widget to their assembly line. Mark Goldwein is with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
Anytime we do any kind of regulatory reform, we're going to face trade-offs. Some policies will get us more economic growth, but they'll make us less happy or less safe or less clean in other ways.
Like some environmental regulations that can cost a lot of money, but you get cleaner air. Regardless, any benefits of reduced regulations would probably take many years to turn into noticeable growth, longer than one president's administration. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.